obviously going to the game full of confidence. We're playing, you know, playing some good stuff recently, but we know it's going to be a real hard game for us. And if we can obviously stay in the game for 60, 70 minutes, then who knows? But on the day, we probably need Dartford to play pretty poor and us to be totally outstanding. So, but you know, maybe we go there and we have a proper go, which is a, you know, it's great for us to be in the situation where we haven't got anything to lose. It's a great day for us, and we go out there and just try and do our best and see what happens.
They've had an up and down season, Dartford themselves, so you know, they're towards the bottom of the Conference Premier. I know the level is obviously going to be one of the main differences on Saturday, but there's a potential sort of cup upset potentially.
Yeah, I mean, they're not even in the league, whatever they are, but their players are better players than ours. That's, you know, that comes down to that. That's just fact. You know, their players are better than ours. So, you know, they'll be looking for a reaction from their players to come out you know, I've played in games where I've played against lower opposition. It's hard. You know, it's hard to raise your games at times. But what happened, because we've been going so well, I'm sure they would never underestimate us. So that it's going to make it doubly hard, because they're going to come out fired up. But as I say, on the day, you never know, and we'll have a proper go, and we'll do our utmost to try and, you know, be in the game with a chance of winning it.
With obviously you're sort of unbeaten still, which has been an incredible season, and maybe you needed those one or two new faces in just to sort of, you know, maybe a change of scene, a lot more professionalism, and it just seems to be working this season.
Yeah, I think when you're at a football club, I think you need time. I think, you know, it's I come in the first year, I come here, well, say the season before, the club were in the bottom of the league, second from the bottom. We come in and we've changed everything around completely. But you can't do it overnight, and it takes a while. And each year we're building. One thing we've always had here since I've been here is a really good youth system. And, you know, the clubs at our standard need that. And you know, we need players to aspire to get in the first team and to push the players in the first team and take the standard forward. And I feel so far this season, it is only early part, it's the third into the season, but so far we've done that. And I think it's good that the young lads who have come in, I think have upped the ante and made the, you know, the performance level go up massively, you know. And I think everyone's sort of gone along with that, so, you know, long may that continue. Obviously done ever so well, you know, this 21 games I think this season, unbeaten, and a lot of that comes down to the fact we've got good players here, but they're willing to run the extra yard for each other, and I think that's massively important, and, you know, hopefully that continue.
As I said, it's one of the sort of very few times the club's reached this stage, and obviously the incentive is to go to the first round proper for the first time in the club's history. You know, it's been a massive achievement to have this cup run for the club, hasn't it?
Yeah, the club, and, you know, Burchill Town, it's great for the club. You know, it's somewhere, like you say, they've not been loads. There's massive, like, interest all around the place, you know, and it's great for the club, as, you know, as the supporters who go every week and follow us. You know, it's a real great day out for them, and that's Saturday, obviously the results paramount. You know, it's the most important part, but also it's important that we go along and put the club on the map as such, and you know, that's what we've done so far this season, and we, you know, we've got to keep doing that.